Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Rich Ackerman with you from Citi Field following an 8-3 loss by the Mets to the Minnesota Twins. You'll hear from Mets manager Carlos Mendoza coming up. Right now, it's time for the highlights of the game brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one Emu oil pain relief formula. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. The Mets entered this one looking for their ninth sweep of the season and to get to a season high 5 games over .500. They were facing Pablo Lopez in the finale. The Twins star today struck out 14 last year when he faced the Mets. 2 years ago, Lopez allowed 6 earned runs here at Citi Field when he was with the Marlins, and Francisco Lindor homered that night. He nearly had another one to lead off the game, but Trevor Larnach robbed him at the wall of what would have been his 100th home run as a Met, and Lopez worked around a 2-out walk to get out of the inning. After back-to-back strikeouts bridging the end of the first and the start of the second, Byron Buxton came to the plate and took advantage of a Severino pitch that caught a little too much of the plate.
And here's the 2-1. Buxton hits it high in the air, deep to left center. Forget it. This ball is in orbit, deep into the lower left field stands, way beyond the Great Wall of Flushing. A home run for Byron Buxton, way to the left of the 370 mark. And for Buxton, his 13th home run of the year, and the Twins have a 1-0 lead.
The ball was carrying well, but as Howie mentioned a moment ago, this one was a no-doubter. The outfielders didn't even move. It landed about a dozen rows back in left field, and very quickly, the Twins were on the board. It was a 1-0 game. Severino issued back-to-back walks, but able to get out of the inning as Brooks Lee grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Jeff McNeil led off the second. He was hitting .455 against Lopez coming in. He continued that trend by lifting a blooper over Royce Lewis at third for a base hit. That one was softly hit, but the next batter, Mark Vientos, gave us our smash of the game.
Here's the 0-1 to Vientos. Swung on it, high in the air to right field, pretty deep towards the corner. Kepler back, there she goes! Home run, Mark Vientos! For the second straight game, Vientos has gone deep. And for Mark Vientos, that is home run number 16. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1. A bloop and a blast, as they've said in this game forever.
Sorry about that, Howie. The smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. As I mentioned, the ball was carrying, and that was the case to right as well with the Vientos shot, his first ever to right field this season. The only difference as compared to the shot in the top of the inning, again, this one went the other way to right field. The Mets answered with 2 on that blast to take the lead, but Lopez retired the next 3, but the Mets were in front after 2, but that lead did not last long as Austin Martin led off with a single, stole second, just evading the tag of Francisco Lindor, and that was big because the next batter, Trevor Larnach, after taking away a home run from Francisco Lindor in the first, took a page from McNeil an inning earlier, and suddenly it was a brand new game.
The 1-1 to Larnach. That's looped in the air down the left field line. Dunks in for a hit in front of Nimmo. Martin full had his steam coming around third. He is in standing. The throw from Nimmo goes to second. A bloop hit the other way for Larnach. And the Twins tie it up, 2 batters into the third. It's the Mets 2 and the Twins 2 here on the Larnach bloop single.
And that was enough to bring Martin around, and quickly the game was tied again. Larnach stole second as well, and Severino's struggles continued against Max Kepler.
2-2. Kepler rips one to right field along the line. That's a base hit going into right field. Larnach rounds third, coming home. The throw from McNeil caught off at first by Alonso. Larnach scores, Kepler drives in another, and Minnesota is back up 3-2.
So 3 straight singles to start the third, 2 runs in, the Twins regain the lead, and Royce Lewis had a rough time last night, but today a much different story is even he was able to get into the act.
Severino set, 2-1 on Lewis, pitch. Bounded down to third baseline, beyond a diving Vientos and heading all the way into the corner. Kepler to second, heading for third, getting waved around toward the plate. Nimmo fires to Lindor. Lindor has no throw from shallow left. And now Kepler slides in. Lewis goes to second with a double. The hits keep coming from Minnesota. It is now 4-2 Twins in the top of the third. And still nobody out. 4 straight hits and 3 runs have crossed in the inning.
It was just a much different day for the middle of the Twins lineup last night. 2-3-4, went 0-for-11 with 10 strikeouts today. 3-4-5, went 4-for-12. And that one was just out of the reach of Vientos, and it got stuck in the corner, allowing Kepler to come all the way around. So it was now a 4-2 game, all this coming without an out in the middle of the Twins lineup. As I mentioned, shut down last night. Certainly not the case today. Matt Wallner added to the lead, bringing us to the turning point.
The 0-1 is drilled to deep right center field out to the wall, and this is way out over the original wall in deep right center field, four rows back. A mammoth home run for Matt Wallner. Twins have tacked on two more and now take a 6-2 lead in the top of the third. And Severino still searching and searching for his first out in the inning.
That was the turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 AM for your chance, or I should say in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply, with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So five runs in without an out, 442 feet on that blast, five consecutive hits to make it 6-2 on the two-run shot. Buxton flied out to end the string for the first out. Vientos made a great running play toward the line to grab Carlos Santana's fly ball, and then Ryan Jeffers grounded out to end the inning. But now a 6-2 game, and the Twins just never looked back. Severino's day was over after three. 62 pitches, six runs. Tylor Megill started the fourth and got out of it despite giving up a hit and walking two. He struck out Max Kepler with one out, and Francisco Alvarez tried to throw down the second to get Brooks Lee, but his throw hit Kepler in the back of the head as Kepler's momentum carried him across the plate, but he was called for interference and the inning was over. His day was over shortly thereafter as he left with a head injury after the throw hit him in the back of the head. Wallner nearly had a second home run today, but Tyrone Taylor brought the ball back into play. He couldn't hold on, so Wallner, who doesn't get a home run on the play, had to settle for a double. That's our save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. However, Megill unable to get out of the inning unscathed. He struck out Byron Buxton for the second out, but wasn't able to get Santana.
The 3-1 hit in the air to left over towards the line. Nimmo over. He won't get it. It's in for a hit. Wallner rounds third. He comes home to score. The throw comes towards second. Cut off by Lindor. And sliding in with a double and a run batted in is Carlos Santana. And the Twins now lead 7-2. Oye, como va?
Wallner came around, and again, the five-run lead back for the Twins. And Megill got that pitch up a little. Not sure if it's a result of the warm, humid day or not, but Severino first struggled with his command. Now Megill touched for his first run of the day, and Jeffers made the final out of the inning. So the Mets down five. Lopez faced the minimum in the bottom half of that inning, working around a one-out walk to Taylor and then getting Lindor to ground into an inning-ending double play. The Mets bullpen had a solid day today. Danny Young and Adam Ottavino each worked scoreless innings. Phil Maton worked the eighth and hit the leadoff man Byron Buxton. He went to third on a single by Santana and then scored on a fielder's choice, 6-3, to make it an 8-2 game. The Mets offense just never got going today, though. After the Vientos home run, McNeil singled in the fourth, Lindor singled in the eighth, and they went to the ninth inning down by a score of 8-2. Oscar Brazoban made his Mets debut. That was one of the bright points today. He just walked Royce Lewis in the ninth, but that was it. He recorded two strikeouts and did not allow a run and did not allow a hit either, as the Mets went down to the bottom of the ninth, down by a score of 8-2. After getting just two hits between the third through the eighth, a one-out single by Luis Torrens, followed by a double by Luis Iglesias, and that scored Torrens to make it an 8-3 game. However, Francisco Alvarez continues to struggle, and he grounded 4-3 as the run coming in on the fielder's choice by Francisco Alvarez, 4-3 in that one, but that was two outs for Tyrone Taylor, who struck out to end the game. The Mets fall by a score of 8-3 this afternoon at Citi Field.